My name is Yuri. I am in the Bible, but you wouldn't know it was me. Let me explain. I am a Jewish shepherd and have been for the last 30 plus years. One of my main jobs is to raise up the best sheep possible so that I can take them to Jerusalem at Passover. Yes, they are to become sacrifices to cleanse the people from their sins, but they are well loved and taken care of in life. They become a gift to God, and for that I am pleased to do what I do. I spend much of my time in the hills alone. I am out with my flock, finding them green pastures and still waters, as the Psalms say. I am gentle but fierce when it comes to protecting the flock. Sheep have many natural enemies, including themselves at times. I have to always pay attention to be alert. Most of my times is spent walking and leading, but on occasion I have to fight off a wolf. It's all in a day's work. Okay, so I am in the Bible. Something that had happened to me in the first year of my shepherding career has shaped my life. If I tell people about this, they think I'm a little crazy, but I know what I saw, and to deny it would be a lie. To the best of my ability, I do not lie. I was not the only one there, but I may have been the youngest shepherd at the time. Most of those with me that night have returned to dust. There are one or two still around, and we talk about that night often, only amongst ourselves. If I live longer than them, I will be the last memory of what happened that night. So, okay, there I was. I had a small flock, and I made sure to hang around guys who had been shepherds longer than me. I was trying to show that I knew what I was doing, but I was really watching and learning from everyone else those days. Both what to do and what not to do, yes? There are good shepherds as well as bad ones. One night, while I was getting the sheep settled and making sure they weren't going anywhere, the strangest thing happened. Out of nowhere, an angel appeared to me and the other shepherds. The angel said, "Don't fear." But have you ever seen an angel? They are pretty scary. I was so afraid. This angel told us that he had good news that would bring us great joy. Oh, I hope that angel was right. The angel was bigger than a wolf. I could not take it. I could not take it on. I thought the appearance of an angel would be bad news, like I would be judged or something. I mean, I didn't always live the best life. And he told us that tonight, a savior was born in the city of David. We all knew that is Bethlehem. The angel told us we should go and see him. He will be in a manger wrapped in cloth. Once the angel said this, it was joined by like 10,000 other angels, and they were all singing. We, as shepherds, like to sing. We like to make noise and scare away the predators, but this singing was the most beautiful I'd ever heard. I can still hear the words and the melody. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace amongst those whom he is pleased. Just as fast as the angels came, they were gone. I'm not saying I wanted them to stick around at all the time, no. But a couple more verses of that song would have been great. It was majestic, the most beautiful singing I've ever heard. Once the angels left, I could see the other shepherds start to gather and talk. This was good. I wasn't the only one who saw it. This was the only time I ever left my flock in 40 years of shepherding. I went with the other shepherds to go see Christ the Lord.
Angels
When we got there, I was embarrassed. I was going to meet my savior, and I was dirty, probably smelly, and I didn't have much to offer. When we got there, all my fears, yet, they started to melt. This savior was born in a humble stable. I remember thinking, because I still think about this all the time, that this one is different, humble. A man of the people, for the people. Not like the other rulers who are too often for themselves. Born in a stable, not a palace. I was in awe as I first saw this little baby. It felt as though he saw me too. I know in the scriptures that wise men came and gave the child gifts, but they weren't the only ones to give gifts. When it was my turn to come and see him, I told Mary and Joseph that this child, the one that Mary was holding, would be my savior. It was settled in my heart. I gave them a gift. It was some dried meat. I laughed. And when I read the scriptures now, jerky isn't gold or frankincense or myrrh, but not even close. I can see why they wouldn't mention it, but Joseph did look hungry, so I thought it was a very practical and much appreciated gift. Yeah, I think about that baby. Jesus is his name. Mary and Joseph. This whole night, really, I, like I said, it has shaped my life. At least my thoughts and prayers, my songs and dreams. Mary looked like she was taking it all in. And even though we were smelly, dirty, and not refined enough to be around people as grand as the Savior's family, I felt welcomed, accepted, loved. All the shepherds that were there that night would tell you the same thing. It was very odd and peaceful feeling, but one I treasure and that love that I love is what has changed me. I am accepted by my Savior even from his birth. That night, I returned to my sheep. Even though they were left alone, they were protected. I praise God for this night, as I still do. The song that has been in my heart ever since that day still rings. Glory to God, peace on earth. But on that night, after all had quieted down, the excitement gave way to peace that gave way to sleep. I rested knowing that this Jesus would be my Savior. I didn't know how. He had to grow up first. But I was at peace, a peace that passed all my understanding. Jesus had my heart from the first time I saw him, and he has it still to this day. I will sing of love come down. Okay, so I never forget about this night. There was a peace that hovered around me. That is the best way I can describe it. I knew that although I never saw Mary, Joseph, or this child before this night, that this child would grow up and I would hear about him. I believed, as did many other shepherds, that this child was the Messiah, the promised one of God. He had to grow up, but once he did, I knew he would be great. One thing about shepherds that others might not know is that we are hospitable. Even when out shepherding, we often entertain travelers. We like to hear and give the good news we had heard. After a couple years, I stopped telling people about the angels. People would always give me a far-off look and say something like, "Oh, that's nice. On second thought, I think we're going to go ahead a little bit further tonight." They didn't think I was right in the head. I wanted to be taken seriously, but understood if they thought I was a little bit loopy. Not everyone believed like I did. Not everyone saw the things I did. Over the years, I would listen for stories. It was like I was a watchman instead of a shepherd. I would listen and wait for someone, anyone, to mention Jesus. It would have been after about 30 years, the stories started and didn't stop for the next 3 years. So many people were talking about Jesus. I would tell them I knew him ever since he was born, omitting the part about the angels, of course. I was like Mary as I heard about all the amazing things Jesus was doing and saying. I would ponder them in my heart. I stored them up. I felt like I had a special connection with Jesus, but so did everyone who talked about him that had seen him. Jesus had this way, and he had it from birth. He made you feel like he knew you, that in knowing you, he could see through you and loved you. He was a beautiful baby and an amazing man. Over the years, I must have heard 1,000 stories of Jesus. All the stories proved even further to me that Jesus is my Savior, the Savior. Jesus turning water into wine. Jesus about blessing. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the land. No person was as meek as Jesus. He healed men and women from all sorts of diseases. I had a friend who was a shepherd, but he got the leprosy, a disease, and was sent off to live in a leper colony. I hadn't seen him in years, and then one day, he came walking into my camp. He told me that Jesus healed him, took away his leprosy with just words. He commanded the leprosy to leave, and the disease obeyed him. Jesus told him not to tell anyone, and he asked me to keep it a secret. But he told me, and I told others.
In the dead of night, and you tell me.
had not seen Jesus since I was young and him a baby. But I am headed to Jerusalem right now for the Passover. I have heard that Jesus is on his way there as well. I can't wait to see him again. I heard the craziest stories about him just a day ago. Okay, so this one might be crazier than the angel story, but you must believe me. I heard it from so many other people making their way into the city that it has to be true. Please believe me. I mean, if you heard all the stories over the last 3 years that I have heard and passed along, you could believe this one, or you'd want to. Jesus, please be who I think you are. Jesus seems to have people that love him and people that hate him. There are a few on the fence, I'm sure, but opinions about this man, Jesus, are in plenty. I don't know how you feel about him, but I would love for you to see him like I see him. As a savior, one who could do what I'm about to tell you. Jesus has these friends. A pair of sisters, obviously a sister, but very different in how they act. Mary and Martha are their names. And they have a brother, Lazarus. I've heard stories that this family has been around Jesus for some time. They were friends, even though I had never met them. I knew of them by reputation as ones who always hung around Jesus. So, Lazarus got sick. Real sick, not good. It was said that he returned to the dust. He was dead. Jesus wasn't there to heal him. Lazarus hadn't been well enough to travel to Jesus. So he was buried, wrapped in burial cloth, and placed in a tomb. Jesus showed up after 4 days or so and told the people to open the tomb. I would not defile myself by touching a dead person. It is against our laws. Not only that, I have come across much death over the years in the wilderness. After 4 days in this heat, decaying flesh smells really bad. I would steer my sheep away, but Jesus asked that the stinky tomb be opened. Oh my, could you imagine the smells? Not good. Okay, so this is what I heard Jesus said. Lazarus, come forth. Like that. Come forth. There were mourners, and some of them got mad at Jesus. This is not a game. A loved one is dead. But this is where you have to believe me. Lazarus came forth. He walked out of the tomb, taking off his burial clothes. Jesus told him to come forth, and he did. A dead man, made alive. Crazy, right? Walking amongst us. Oh my, I would have loved to have been there to see Mary and Martha and the mourners. I hope Lazarus is in town this week too. I want to see the once dead man. I want to see his life.
Oh,
There was so much excitement in the air. I sold my flock. The priest once again seemed pleased with me. I supplied 100 of them this year. They want me to go ahead and raise even more, 125 for next year. They always order next year's sheep when they see me. I am dependable. I'm happy to do it. They think I do it for them or for the money, but I do it because I love God. When I'm out shepherding, I read about David, sing his songs, and say his prayers. Even though I know I'll never be king, I'm glad to know that I can serve God in the same way as one. Anyway, you don't want to hear about me or my sheep. I can talk about them almost as much as I can talk about Jesus. I have lots of opinions. Do you want to hear them? No? No? Yes. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Let's get back to this, Jesus. That is what all this excitement is in the air really is about. It is true. He is coming into Jerusalem. I will see him. I will make sure not to leave town until I do. I want to see if I have placed... I want to see if I have placed all my hope over the years in the right place, in the right man. Though I'm sure I did. I have heard his name talked about in these streets. There is a real buzz about this man. I once heard 10,000 angels singing about him. Now I'm hearing the entire city talking about this same Jesus whom I met as a baby. I wonder if I should tell others about my angel story. Maybe they would believe me now. Yeah. As I was thinking this, I heard a commotion. People were grabbing what they could. They were grabbing palm branches and jackets and blankets. Jesus is riding into town on a donkey. Jesus is riding into town not on a white horse, but like a humble king. This is the same baby that was born in a lowly manger. His humility is still on display. A different kind of king. His power is not exploitive. It is empowering. His way is not condemning, but freeing. I grabbed palm branches too and ran after the crowd. There he was, so amazing, so strong. Not handsome by any means, but still lovely. Lovely for who he was. My king, my savior, the savior. The one we've been waiting for. I knew he would come. I knew this day would come, and I'm glad I have lived long enough to see it. The whole crowd started singing a familiar song. It is one that I have sung countless times on hills and in valleys with the sheep and even at home. It is a song about God succeeding in his purpose, having success. That is what we want for Jesus. It is for Psalm 118. As you would know it, Psalm 118, 25 through 56. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. We were all singing. It was glorious. It was just about as beautiful as when the angels lifted up their voices. I feel like even if we didn't all sing this song, the rocks, the trees, the hills would have been singing his praises. My hopes have been well placed. I am in tears. The joy. Jesus. 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 Hosanna. I have blessed your name for a long time, and I will forevermore. We'll be right back. I don't know what happened since the last time I talked to you. Jesus was arrested. He was taken. The cowards came and got him in the night. They would not dare to do this in the light of day. Darkness hides their true intentions. Darkness is when the wolves love to roam and do their worst. They can see in the dark because that is where they like to live. Earlier in the week, I had said hi to Jesus as he passed by. He said, "Hi, friend," back to me. It was almost like he recognized me, even if he didn't. I knew that he knew me. He could see my heart. I saw Mary as well. I didn't approach her, but I wanted to. I wanted to see if she would remember me. It's been one of the best weeks of my life, but that doesn't matter now. They're going to kill Jesus. I just know it. But then they arrested him. They sent him back and forth to different leaders, trying to pass the blood of Jesus away from themselves and place the blame on anyone other than themselves. Everyone was taking verbal and physical jabs at him. I heard he didn't say anything to defend himself. I caught up with the crowd as I had heard them yelling, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" I wanted to know who they wanted to crucify. When I saw they were talking about Jesus, my heart, my mind, my hopes, what was going on? I started asking around. That is how I heard he was arrested. He had obviously been beat up. I could see that his face was swollen, even from where I stood. I was not that close. I watched Pilate, washed his hands, and said, "I am innocent of this man's blood." See it to yourselves. The crowd was being stirred up by many of the religious folk who'd been arguing with Jesus all week to say, his blood be on us and on our children. I could not believe this. No. Jesus' blood. He is surely innocent. How can this man deserve this treatment? I was so confused. I'm still confused. The crowd started to go away, but I was still trying to get close to Jesus. I wanted to talk to him, hear him. I wanted to continue to learn. I am a watchman. I want to witness as I've been longing to do since I saw those angels so many years ago. But not this. I did see it with my own eyes. Jesus was spit upon. A crown of thorns was put on his head. I know Jesus to be humble, but this is humiliation. This is too much, a mockery. If they had seen what I had, if they were mere shepherds in a field scared by an army of singing angels, there is no way that they've had the guts to do this. I knew I should have spoken up. I should have shared my stories. I felt the stirring to all week, but I am too weak. I was scared of the people. I was scared that people, even though they'd seen so much amazing stuff from Jesus, would think that I am a foolish old man, a crazy shepherd that spends far too much time by himself. I didn't want to watch, but I couldn't leave. I was watching something happen, another significant event in history. I knew I'd have to start telling my stories at some point, and this somehow seems a part of it. But how? this Jesus, this my hopes, is sentenced to death. He is going to become dust before I can even make it home.
The Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find me in thy all in all. Jesus paid it all.
It never pained me to see one of my little sheep sacrificed. I knew that was their purpose, and I had raised them for that purpose. It was like Jesus was now the sacrifice. It bothers my soul a great deal, being sacrificed by a bunch of blind guides who said they were serving the people, but really many of us knew they were only serving their love of power and position. It angers me. I've seen wolves work, and they reminded me of wolves. I better not let my anger get the best of me, or I'll end up where Jesus is, the cross. Jesus was sent to the cross. Nails in his hand, nails in his feet. They are treating him like a common criminal. Can you believe that? I followed Jesus as he walked with his cross after his beating. I couldn't believe this is how it was going to end. I saw Mary, so I knew this was the same person I had seen the angel singing about. But how and why? This is not how it should end. Where were the angels? That army could stop anyone in their tracks just by singing. Where's the justice? An innocent man sent to die by the power structures of the worst parts of our culture. They that claim to be holy and innocent. Jesus is holy and innocent, and he is the one on the cross. Those that put him there, I can't talk about them. I think I might be too guilty. I have had to put many a sheep on the altar. I am not perfect. I try to live a good life, but I know that now, no matter how hard I try, I fail. I do not want to judge those who I don't know. Isn't that one of Jesus' teachings? There is a part of me that believes that I've somehow participated in putting Jesus on the cross. I don't understand it right now, but I can't bear to look at him. As I do, my anger and self-righteousness cannot exist. I have to lay them down there at the foot of the cross. They should be killing me. I should have volunteered myself in Jesus' place, but he's in my place. I too am a coward. I don't like the leaders, but I don't think I can judge them anymore. As I look at Jesus on the cross and I search my heart, I know there is way too much that is no good going on. Jesus wants us to clean the inside of the cup. I understand that as our hearts, not just our outward actions. I got too much going on in there.
Only sun, no sand to hide, but you have sent him from your side to walk upon this guilty soul and to become the Lamb of God. Oh, Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, love the holy Lamb of God. Oh, wash me in his precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Your gift of love they crucified. They laughed and scorned him as he died. The humble king they named a foe, sacrificed the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. Oh, wash me in his precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. I was so lost, I should have died, but you have brought me to your side. To be led by your staff and rod, to be called the Lamb of God. Oh, Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. Oh, wash me his precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God.
On my way out of town, I saw a sight that confirmed my worst fears. I walked right past the tomb of Jesus. I knew it was his because there was a whole guard around it. The rock was sealed. They did not want anyone to steal the body. What am I going to do now? My whole life, well, the last 30 years, I believed that Jesus was my Savior, is the Savior. He is in that tomb, getting ready to become dust. What is going to happen to me? My whole life seems like one big disappointment. He was just killed, just like my lambs. All my hopes for my whole life are now buried in that tomb.